The issue goes back to 2014, when former Dillingham Superintendent Bill McLeod bought plane tickets for certain prospective hires and their family members. That's not standard practice for the district, and most teachers were not offered a travel allowance. At a school board meeting Monday night, high school teacher Mariah Smith was among those who testified to that disparity.
I was hired in May of 2014 over the phone by Mr. Schwann, and I asked before I got hired if there would be the option to be able to get a moving allowance of some sort, because other districts in Alaska I had been looking did provide that, and I was told that would not be the district would not be able to do that.
Smith is a member of the Dillingham Education Association, the local union branch that negotiates salaries and benefits on behalf of teachers. DEA President Eric Leitz says the district violated that negotiation when it bought the plane tickets.
Our position was that that constitutes a wage, and as a wage, it should be negotiated through us, and that he can't just offer that outside of a negotiation with the union.
The DEA first brought up the issue in January 2015, around the same time that McLeod announced his resignation and Danny Frazier became the new superintendent. The union wasn't asking for monetary compensation. What the DEA members want is a written promise from the district that it won't offer incentives selectively again. But the district has been unwilling to give up the ability to sweeten the deal when it finds itself in difficult last-minute hiring situations. In May, a meeting between the union and Superintendent Frazier failed to find a resolution. Then, at some point this fall, there was a lapse in communication between the district and the union. The two parties don't agree on exactly who failed to email back and when. But all the delays led to the school board's decision this week to reject the grievance. School board president Chris Napoli spoke during the meeting Monday.
I'll entertain a motion that we write a letter to the president of the Dillingham Education Association that the letter was untimely and that if the issue is important, we can bring it up during the negotiated agreement.
The motion passed unanimously, with the school board opting to not directly address the grievance. Its only other action was to clarify that if a superintendent wants to offer any hiring incentives in the future, the school board should be notified ahead of time. Leitz says the school board's decision leaves the ball in the union's court.
We have to decide whether or not to pursue level four, where we bring in an independent arbiter. And whatever that arbiter decides is binding. So, you know, he or she could decide to drop it, that DEA doesn't have a case, or they could decide that the district doesn't have a case, or they could come up with their own remedy, and both sides would have to agree to it.
Leitz isn't sure how this could affect this year's negotiations on either side, but he says DEA members were disappointed after the school board's decision.
You know, we all came down to this classroom and kind of hugged it out, but, you know, it's not going to affect the way we do our jobs.
The union and the district will enter into negotiations for a new agreement next month. The current three-year agreement is good through July. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.